In 2023, the city of Greater Sudbury spent $25.8 million on winter maintenance, which is an over-expenditure of $2.08 million against their budgeted amount. This budget includes such things as snow plowing, sanding, salting, removal and both roads and sidewalks, as well as winter ditching and spring cleanup. The over-expenditure may come as a surprise to Greater Sudburyans who just went through a winter season with very little snow. However, the city's budget year follows the calendar year, meaning the latter half of the 2022-23 winter season factors into 2023 totals. Indeed, snow accumulation was greater than the 10-year seasonal average from January to April 2023, and was far below the 10-year average from November to December. The snow accumulation total for January to May 2023 was 267 centimeters, which is 27% greater than the 10-year average of 210 centimeters. Between October and December, 51.4 centimeters of snow accumulated, which is less than half of the 10-year average of 105 centimeters. Although the report tabled with the Operations Committee of City Council last week only covered 2023, City Growth and Infrastructure General Manager Tony Sicati said 2024 is thus far well under budget when it comes to winter control efforts. "There's no question about it," he said, clarifying that the start of next winter season will also come into play, which is far too early to predict. Even so, he clarified that with a significant percentage of fixed costs, the city's winter control efforts can only drop so much in the event of limited snowfall and icing. By City Linear Infrastructure Services Director Joe Rocca's estimate, the 2023-24 winter season was approximately $2.23 million under budget as of last week. Although $2.08 million over budget for 2023, the city's winter control efforts follow city policies and not a fixed budget. In both 2023 and 2024-25 budget deliberations, city staff adjusted the city's winter control budget in order to pare down tax levy increases within limits which City Council set out. In the 2023 budget, the city shaved $500,000, and in 2024-25 the city cut $750,000 from their proposed winter control budgets. In areas such as winter control, City Sow Ed Archer clarified during 2023 deliberations the estimate is probably wrong, and that paring it down means there's less wiggle room in city finances in the event things do go to plan. This point was reiterated during 2024-25 deliberations, during which city administrators reminded City Council that the city's established service levels are unaffected by the budgeted amount, with Archer clarifying that winter control is a wild card. The over-expenditure of $2.08 million in the city's winter control program will form part of the city's year-end position, which is expected to be presented to City Council by June. Meanwhile, Ward 12 Count. Jocelyn Landry Altman commended city staff for following through on an expanded winter sidewalk program, which City Council approved late last year and includes the hiring of 3 additional sidewalk plow operators. "My phone has not been ringing off the hook like it has been in the past," she said, adding that people seem to be happy with the improvements. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.